At the World Trade Center site this morning, workers are moving into their eighth day of arduous around-the-clock work. NPR's Jackie Leiden is on the scene again this morning. Good morning.
Jackie, good morning, Bob.
What's going on there?
Well, last night, the city moved in another one of these enormous cranes. I mean, they're almost something to see. They line up on flatbed trucks, dozens of pieces. When I first saw them, I thought it was many cranes, as many pieces. And this is going to be used to start moving steel. At the same time, the city is dredging more of the channel right here in the Hudson River so that the steel pieces can then be put on barges and taken to Staten Island. So this is something new because until now they really hadn't been moving things directly across the water but through the city. And when you see those cranes, you know they've been successful in cutting apart steel beams.
This is just going to take a terribly long time, isn't it?
One word that comes to mind is Herculean. Someday when the history of this story is written, the deconstruction of the towers, it's just a massive engineering effort to deconstruct what is there. It's going to take a very long time. And then, of course, everything that's taken away is sorted through, raked through. It's something to see.
Yes, it is a crime site, and I guess that search for evidence is helping to slow things down a bit.
I've seen figures that more than 30,000 tons of material have been removed from the World Trade Center site. Now, obviously, a lot of that is heavy, but all the smaller stuff, Bob, every bucket is combed through and raked through by hundreds of FBI agents who are working on Staten Island. So, you know, I don't know how we could calculate this necessarily, but this has got to be one of the largest crime sites, I would think, in memory.
Have the workers commented on anything else they have found?
Well, there have been some sad and grisly finds in the last days here. Without wanting to disturb anyone, at least a couple pairs of bound hands have been found. Those are thought, of course, to have come from the jet plane. The passport of one of the hijackers was found. Many personal effects. When people are found, there's a number tagged at the site. Sometimes the body can be removed there, right then and there. Sometimes it can't be. They have to come back later. So they do find something every day, yet they're still declaring this, the hope has not run out.
What evidence do you see of an attempt to return the city to normal functioning?
Well, that again is just an amazing sight to behold. Yesterday, when Wall Street opened, you'll remember Wall Street was just covered under 6 inches of ash the day of the attack. And they've hosed it down. They've run many blocks of telephone cable outside each of those buildings in the financial district, and they're covered over with plywood beside the gutter. Many of these buildings have generators outside so that the power doesn't fail. Hundreds of mobile cell phone banks were brought in so that cell phones would work again. Thousands of computer terminals. New York's Mayor Rudy Giuliani said very few cities could have gotten back to work as New York has.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in Lower Manhattan.